Hi, and welcome to Sonic City, Stories and Sounds of Sydney. I'm Eleni Schumacher from Spineless Wonders Audio. The audio story you're about to listen to is a collaboration between writers and sound designers. It is inspired by a real location in the city of Sydney.
The Letter T by Lisa Salmon. What did the clairvoyant say? Three young queers sat cross-legged on the floor of a ramshackle Redfern terrace, making the nation's first lesbian erotic zine. That adding the letter T to the title will make it more successful, I replied without looking up. Jasper asked, where can we possibly add a T? Wicked women, I joked. Kerry chimed in. The subheading could be, change cricket team, you know you want to. The wicked women, added Jasper more sensibly, dangling a crystal over an open palm. Let's consult the oracle. Show me yes. The pendulum swung back and forth. Show me no. The pendulum traced a circle. Okay, should we change the title of the magazine to The Wicked Women? The pendulum circled. No. Well, that's that then, I sighed. I'll add a T in the design somehow. We fed a few pages through the photocopy machine, once for the red and again for the black, then a third time to print the reverse side. The pile of misprints grew as we figured it all out. Once collated, we folded and stapled every copy by hand and delivered them to bookshops on foot. Under the title Wicked Women, read the tagline Dyke Decadence, Art, Sex and Literature. For dykes, by dykes. The zine was crammed full of dykes. Being a dyke is an identity that pushes back against heteronormativity. It feels empowering to say it. I'm a dyke. The declaration packs a hefty fuck you attitude underpinned by feminism. It is bold, brash, and a little vulgar. Dykes don't subscribe to the notion that lesbians are untarnished or pure. Dykeness is an ideology that includes trans men. It incorporates gender fluidity. Dykes can wear butch biker leathers or lipstick or both. We might wear a skirt and heels or stomp across the room to plant a kiss on your lips. A dyke parks herself on a seat, one leg slung over the side. If she acts coy to flirt with you, be sure it is an act of defiant parody. Dyke Decadence. The cover of the issue of our zine shows a young Jasper looking over his shoulder with a gaze that invites us in, but also gives a sneer. The photograph documents the cusp of his second puberty. We did eventually manage to get a T into the magazine, but not in the title. Not long later, the tea flowed through Jasper's veins. A trailblazer once again.
That was The Letter T, written and narrated by Lisa Salmon, with sound design by Rachel Adamson. Sonic City, Stories and Sounds of Sydney has been produced by Spineless Wonders and Echidna Audio and funded by the City of Sydney. The stories were curated by Ariella Van Leeuwen. Production by Zoe Hercuse and Martin Gallagher. The creative producer is Bronwyn Meehan from Spineless Wonders. Sound production was coordinated by Martin Gallagher from Echidna Audio. The website developer for this project is Jeffrey Zhang, with graphic design by Bettina Kaiser from Bettina Kaiser Art and Design. I'm Eleni Schumacher. To listen to more stories and find out more about this project, visit www.soniccity.com.au.